Assalamu alaikum. We're going to be starting recording and we're going to continue the forums for different nouns. And if the light is button on here. Okay, so far we covered the singular and the double. Now we're going to cover the plural. Okay, so here, plural, names. Plural names have three kinds. Regular, male, regular, female, and then irregular. You got it?
Have you seen the two boys since you got here?
No.
Wait, you start?
So we have regular male, irregular male, I'm sorry, regular male, regular female, irregular.
I-R-R-E.
Now, the regular male is called jam' mudhakkar Salim, and this one is called Jam' Mu'annath Salim, and this one is Jam' Taksir. So, جمع مؤنث ثاني. And this is Jama Taksir. Okay. Who can give me an example of Jama Mudhakkar Salim? For the word, for example, Musalli. For the word Musalli. What is Jama Mudhakkar Salim for Musalli? Okay, in the Jama Mudhakkar Salim, you add Waw Noon. That's the rule. So Musalli becomes Musallun. Noun, plus Alif Noon, or plus Ya Noon. So we have musalli, musallun. So if we have the word musalli, musalli is the mufrad. Okay, so Jama Mudhakkar Salim becomes مصلون. In this case, you take get rid of it. مصلون. Let me take another case easier than that to make it simple. لاعب. So becomes لاعب. بون. لاعب. 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 So لاعب. Okay. Or you can say, you can also say لاعبين. So this is comes لاعب plus واو نون or plus ياء نون. So we have لاعب, لاعبون, لاعبين. Okay. And then in the regular female, in the regular female, we have لاعبة, right? Ending with تاء مربوطة, so لاعبة. That's the female version. So to add the female version, you add alif ta, so it becomes la ibad. La ibad. You see that? So to just add alif ta, just la'ib plus alif ta. لاعبة. لاعب plus ألف تاني. Then we have a regular which is for example Shams becomes Shumus. So Shams becomes Shumus. Thank you. You got that? So Shams, you have Shmuz. Now, is there a rule? No. For example, Kursi, Kerasi. Bab, Abwab. You see, there's not regular. It's not regular at all. Qamar, Aqmar. You see, there's no rule. No rule. And it works for both male or female. We don't care if جمع تكسير is for male or female. We both are the same. Okay. Okay. So now, what is the marfu' form? What's the marfu' form? And what is the mansub form? Actually, we have marfu' and mansub and majrur. Mansub form. And majrur form. So what is it for لاعبون? No, لاعبون is the مرفوع. لاعبين is منصوب and مجرور. So this is لاعب. This is لاعبون. This is لاعبين. And this is لاعبين. Mansub and majrur are the same. La'ibi.
Why?
Because this is a standard, regular male plural. Regular male plural. So, plural. Plural. You got it? You got the rule here? These are rules. Okay. How about لعبات? So we have لعبات, we have مرفوع is لعبات, so the مرفوع is لعبات.
Is this
Yeah, these are the very basic rules of the grammar, so that you can have basic understanding
of
Arabic.
So everybody does this type of thing.
Oh, this is very typical. This is the very, this is like ABC grammar.
Because I don't know, I was just discussing this with my cousin who's also doing this Arabic, but she said she's never heard of this before.
Well, she didn't take an Arabic grammar class.
No, like, she's been doing it for 8 years, so...
Still.
She hasn't...
Still, she didn't take Arabic grammar. Because you need to take Arabic...
So it's just like Arabic is different
from
Arabic grammar.
Yeah, Arabic generally, they just teach you words, and just like English. They don't teach grammar at the beginning. They just get yourself going, and then they start teaching you grammar. So in Arabic, unlike English, Arabic grammar is so important because it makes it flips the meaning upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So la'ibat here, la'ibatu. So la'ibatu. How about this? The other one, la'ibati, la'ibati. You notice here in the regular, usually in the regular female plurals, usually mansub, usually bil fatha. That's what it is usually. So usually it is la'ibata. Usually. But here, no. It is la'ibati. You got it? This is a very important because that's an exception. Majroor, mansub is always bil-fatha. Always. But in the female plural, it's not the fatha. It's always a kasra. Now, this one, just like mufrad. Shamsu. Shumusun. Shumusun. Shumusan. Shumusi. Actually, and then she moves in. Last time we took the plural and double. I'm sorry, the singular and double. This year, I'm sorry, this time we're talking the plurals. And this one works, usually works like singular.
Yeah, and just. Do you find this interesting?
So, works like singular. This is what it is. It works like singular.
See, it's not that bad. Some of it works like singular.
Yeah, the taksir. So, huh? Okay.
Practice, right?
Yeah, this is what we're going to do now. So, I usually in the test or in the homework, if I give you something irregular, I usually will stick with regulars and maybe have an example of a regular because it's not easy to memorize all these irregulars. You got it? Okay, so let's now write a new word. Okay. Write a new word. Sharib. Sharib. Sharib, which is Sha, Fatha, Alif, which is Madda, Ra, Kasra, and put Sukun on the back. You know, we evade Arab by putting Sukun. The people who don't know how to do grammar, they talk Arabic, just make everything Sukun, Sukun, Sukun. Okay? So,
is this plural or singular?
What is it? Sharib, yes. It is singular. Yeah. Now let's get the standard plural for it. Yeah, because that plural is standard.
Sharibun.
That's very good. And then from this standard, sharibun, that's okay. That's the. How about the majrur form?
Shariban.
No, shariban. This becomes double. So sharibun is the sharibun. Yes, exactly. Is the marfu'a form. And sharibin is majrur and mansub. So you can pretty much see that these are kind of equal. Sorry, these. And this also is kind of equal. Okay. You got it? So, la'ibin. So what are the two forms of the regular male plural of sharib? We have sharibun and sharibin. So what is the mark?
You guys look like somebody pulling off your fingernails. Look more interested.
No, they are doing very well. They're doing very, very well. So, sharibun and sharibin. Sharibun is...
You have like a right?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to the rest of the girls?
Yeah, they didn't...
Like
they
kind of failed this class,
so
they didn't. Right? Yeah,
you spelled
A-S-M-A.
A-S-M-A.
So.
And then right.
Let's
do this. So next is
what I mean. Yeah. So la'ibin. So what are the forms? Marfu' form is la'ibun. Mansub and majrur form is la'ibin. Okay. How about majzum form?
There is none.
There is none. That's right. In the verbs, there is majzum. Mm-hmm. But in the verbs, there is no majrur. So they switch. Majrur is for the names. Majzum is for the verbs. Okay. How about... You can take nice standard notes. We can make a book at the end with these things. How about?
Great. Typed up? Oh yeah, we were gonna do that. We were gonna type up, and then we never really got to it.
Yeah. And then we go to the next one. Is regular female plural. Regular female plural. The regular female plural. La'ib becomes la'iba or la'ibat. Depends on if you stop, you say la'iba, but if you continue, you say la'ibatul kura, okay, or la'ibatul video games, things like that. Tayyib. The standard male, standard female from la'iba is always alif ta. Always alif ta, which is la'ib plus at. Alif ta. La'ib plus at.
Okay. So pretty. Now it's so pretty. Okay.
لاعب لاعبات. Okay. Now, for لاعبات, the grammar of لاعبات is almost like مفرد. Almost. مفرد, which is similar to the bottom, جمع تكسير. مرفوع is always ضمة. منصوب is always فتحة. مجرور is always كسر.
So is this for the noun? Or the verb?
Is it? No. Okay. You can tell me because I'm on the verb. Anyways,
so do you guys get this concept?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the standard in
Mufrad?
Mufrad is what?
Mufrad is
Dhamma. Mansub.
Fatha.
Fatha. Oh, yeah. Majroor.
Kasra.
Same like a regular plural. A regular plural works exactly like the mufrad, like the single. Exactly. So that's what we're used to. Now we come to the regular female plural. There will be an exception. Everything is like singular except mansub. Is it instead of fatha? It is kasr. See? That's an exception to keep in mind. Okay, so now the very bottom one, I'm sorry, let's now do the, for the word, what was it? Sharib. Okay, so what did we do? Shariba, and then the plural is?
Shariba.
Sharibat. Sharibat. Standard, just add alif ta. Sharibat. What is it? What happened to the ta marbuta? Is dropped. Yeah. Sharibat. Okay. There is. How about from sharib? Sharibat. How about the marfu' form of sharibat?
Two
of us. Yeah, they can talk together. Doesn't matter.
I know, but you guys would, but you know what? Never mind.
How about the
like
what is the mansub, the major marfu form of regular female plural? Sharibatun. 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 Let's make the tanween. لاعباتٍ
لاعباتٍ.
Yeah, sometimes it's not, but generally it is with the name. لاعباتٍ لاعباتٍ لاعباتٌ. منصوب and مجرور form will be what? شاربتٍ شاربتٍ. Yes, شاربت. So it is sharibatun, sharibatin, sharibatin. Okay? So the exception is the exception is that mansub is with kasra here.
Okay.
Got that? Okay. And so forth. Let's take one more example. A little bit obnoxious. More than the other ones. Let's take the example Raqib. Yeah, Raqib means like somebody who's riding something. Like we say, Raqib is Sayyara, means driver of the car. or like one inside the car, one of the passengers inside the car is called Raqib. And if you have a horse, you are Raqib al-horse. This is Arab Jizi. With half Arabic, half English.
Like that, right?
To regular, yeah.
And then,
okay. Yeah.
To ride or mount?
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say the Raqib, let's go to apply this, the rules on it. What is Muthanna of Raqib? Raqiban. Okay. And then, this Muthanna, what's the marfu' form, if you remember from last time? Raqiban, Raqibayn. Raqiban, Raqibayn. This is one form is Raqiban. The second form is Raqibayn. So if you go back to your notes.
Wait, is this in the mansur form? Am I writing this in the right place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh? So did you get from your last notes what's the marfu' form for double?
For
Raqib.
For marfu'a
Raqib. For Raqiban. Is it Raqiban or Raqibayn?
I don't think I
know. It was last time.
Do you
know? Did you guys take notes last time?
I put a table.
But we just did like for the same.
And double.
No, we didn't do double.
Okay. We did.
Is it
Raqiban, that's the marfu'. So what is the mansub or majrur form?
Raqiban.
This is the mansub. How about the majrur? Raqiban, exactly. Exactly. How about Raqib? What is the just singular Raqib? What would be the marfu' form? Raqibu. Mm-hmm. And mansub for Raqiban. Majzum form.
Oh,
I'm sorry, majrur form. Raqibin. That's right.
So
that's a review of last time. Yeah.
This would be marfu'a in the plural form.
In the plural form?
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, got it? So now let's move to today's class now. For the with the word Raqib. Okay, so what is the Raqib? What is the standard plural, male plural? We add waw noon or ya noon. So Raqib, it's either Raqibun or Raqibin. Now, what's the marfu' form? Raqibun, mashallah. And what is the mansub form? Raqibin. How about the majrur form? Raqibin. MashaAllah. It's very good. I'm proud of you girls. Girls always, you know. Yeah. And do much better than boys.
Don't tell them we said that. Their fault for all being absent at once. Just saying.
Oh.
Slash ditch.
Girls are smarter than boys and more mature and responsible. At the same age, you compared like a twin boy and girl,
yeah.
The girl was mothering the boy. At this young age, the girl is mothering the boy. Okay. Now when we do the regular female plural, the rule is that we add to Raqib, we add what?
My drawing skills.
Raqibat, mashallah. Raqibat. Now, what is the marfu' form of Raqibat? Rakibatu or Rakibatu.
Rakibatu or Rakibatu?
Either one. Depends on the position of the ayah, of the sentence. Sometimes it is Rakibatun, and sometimes it is Rakibatu. Okay. Now, how about the mansub form of Rakibat?
Rakibatin.
And the majrur form? Rakibatin. And this is the only case where mansub is using the form of mansub is with kasra. Is that exception standard female plural? Everybody, if you ask anybody who knows like Arabic grammar, they said you tell him marfu', says dhamma, mansub, he says fatha, majrur, he says kasra, it's automatic. The exception is if you are in standard female plural, you say marfu', say dhamma, mansub,
kasra,
majrur, kasra. So that's an exception. Look at the plural, the regular plural, okay? We say marfu', because rakib can be rakibun, and you can say rukab. The regular form is rukab. So I say rukab, marfu', say rukabu, rukabun, mansub, rukaban, rukaban, majrur, rukabin. That's not standard. So you wonder why? It's because this is the norm. All right, do you have any trouble doing the homework?